شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، after thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking his salatu and salam upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I greet all of us and welcome us to this platform to read and study together a very noble, eminent, well-known book amongst the scholars of Islam about every person who spoke regarding the issues in the book would encourage the students to not just read the book, to try to do a summary for themselves they can always come back to. We want to read a book, bismillah, that Allah has used as a means of guidance for thousands, hundreds of thousands, or millions of people. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he passed away, he's from the scholars of the 8th century of Islam, rahimahullah. Specifically, he passed away 751 after Hijrah. And from the works that he has left behind is this very, very well-known book amongst the scholars that the scholars have mentioned with two names. Some of them have referred to it as Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa, as we see on the screen in the print that Sheikh Bakr ibn Abdullah Abu Zaid supervised, the print of Darul Alam al-Fawaid, Darul Alam al-Fawaid, with the tahqiq of Muhammad ibn Ajmal Ayyub al-Islahi and others, supervised by Sheikh Bakr ibn Abdullah Abu Zaid, as we have on the screen. Some of the scholars have remained upon that, that the name of this book is Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa. We are coming back to that. We want to study this book, Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa, by Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. The book is also very popularly known by Al-Jawab al-Kafi liman sa'ala عن الدواء الشافي. الجواب الكافي, that is a response that is كافي, that is of abundance in its sufficiency. When an answer is profusely, abundantly sufficient, they say it is جواب كافي. That is the kind of jawab that is also called al-jawab al-hakim, a response that is far much more in details. There is no part of the question that you ask, except that there are a lot of explanations in the response regarding that part of the question that you have asked. So that answer will be called Jawabun Kafi. So this book is also called Al-Jawabul Kafi, a response that is of abundant sufficiency, ample response. I think that holds it. The ample response, because when it is ample, it is profuse, and it will suffice every aspect of the need. So this book is Al-Jawab al-Kafi liman sa'ala 'an ad-dawa'i ash-shafi. an ample response, a response of ampleness, a response of abundant sufficiency. Liman sa'ala an ad-dawa ash-shafi. That response is for the one sa'ala an ad-dawa ash-shafi, who has asked for a cure that is absolutely perfect. When someone has an illness and he gets a cure that completely takes care of that illness, that cure is called ash-shafi. So the jawab is kafi, absolutely profuse and abundant, ample, and it is regarding a cure that will completely remove a disease or a discomfort or a problem that the person had had. So this word al-jawab al-kafi liman sa'ala an ad-dawa ash-shafi or ad-da'u wad-dawa, these are the two names we will find on the prints of the works. This book itself, as we have seen from the second name with which it became popular, al-jawab al-kafi, it's actually a product of a question. One of the people came to al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, or Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. We are coming back to that, inshallah. Someone came to him and said, "Ma taqulu as-sadatu al-ulama'u a'immatu ad-din radiyallahu anhum, for those of us who have the print that is on the screen, what I am reading now will occur on page 3. What I am reading now will occur on page 3, proper inside the book, not the page 3 from the Muqaddima of the Muhakkik, the forward of the brother who, or the scholars who worked on the print, but from inside the book proper, where it starts with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. Yes, this page. If you look at it, someone approached Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, or Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. Like we said, we will come back to these issues, inshallah, regarding his name and what he became popularly known with amongst the scholars and the rank and file of the Muslims. One of the people approached this Imam, rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Islam al-Thani. One of the people approached him and said, "Ma taqulu as-sadatu al-ulama a'immatu ad-din radiyallahu anhum ajma'in?" What is it that as-sadatu al-ulama a'immatu ad-din, what have they said? As-sadatu al-ulama, our leaders, the scholars, a'immatu ad-din, the heads, the frontiers, the pioneers of our religion, those in the forefront amongst the leading scholars of this ummah, what have they said? Radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, may Allah be pleased with all of them. Ikhwa, from the very beginning, let us speak the benefits. You can see he is asking about the scholars, and he is saying radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, because it includes what the companions say, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, radiyallahu anhum, Abu Huraira, Abdullah ibn Umar. The question includes them because they are the heads of as-sadatul ulama'u a'immatu ad-din. They are our leaders, the leading scholars who are the biggest scholars in the religion. from the beginning of them, from the head of them, we are the companions. So this question includes the companions. And so he says, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, the companions, the tabi'un, the atba'u tabi'in, and those who came amongst them, amongst the scholars after them, al-a'immatul arba'a, and others amongst the a'imma, all of them put together. Ma taqulu sadatul ulama, a'immatul deen, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, fi rajulin ibtuliya bi baliyatin wa alima annaha in istamarrat bihi afsadat alayhi dunyahu wa akhiratahu. Ibn al-Qayyim was asked this question: what is it that the eminent elderly leading scholars of the religion, may Allah be pleased with all of them, what do they say fi rajulin, regarding a man, ibtuliya bi baliyatin, this man became afflicted with a distress, he became afflicted with a disease, a discomfort, stress that is serious, he became afflicted with a problem. وَعَلِمَ أَنَّهَا إِنِ اسْتَمَرَّتْ بِهِ أَفْسَدَتْ عَلَيْهِ دُنْيَاهُ وَآخِرَتَهُ. This man, عَلِمَ أَنَّهَا, he knows absolutely that this disease, إِنِ اسْتَمَرَّتْ بِهِ, if it continues to affect him, this affliction, this stress, this worry, this discomfort that he is into, in istamarrat bihi afsadat alayhi dunyahu wa akhiratahu, if that affliction continues with him, it will destroy his dunya, it will destroy his akhirah, meaning that it will destroy the matters, his worldly affairs, his relationship with his wife, his relationship with his parents, his relationship with his children, his relationship with his earnings, all the things, his clothing, his ability to eat and drink, to sleep, to handle anything from the affairs of the dunya. In istamarrat bihi, if that baliya, if that trial, if that stress continues, afsadat alayhi dunyahu wa akhiratahu, his worldly affairs will be destroyed. Likewise, his salat will be affected. His siyam will be affected. His zakah will be affected. He may not be able to go for hajj. All the matters, he may not be able to do anything. He will become useless in his worldly affairs, and he will be sure that his affairs, his deen, his ibadat, the matters of akhirah, they will all be affected. So this is a man in trouble. This is a man in distress. This is a man in worry. He said, وَقَدْ اجْتَهَدَ فِي دَفْعِهَا, this man in stress, in worry, in trouble, in this problem, قَدْ اجْتَهَدَ فِي دَفْعِهَا أَنَّ نَفْسِهِ بِكُلِّ طَرِيقٍ, he had already started to make serious efforts في دفعها, to remove that trouble, that affliction, عن نفسه بِكُلِّ طَرِيقٍ, he had tried to remove it from himself, بِكُلِّ طَرِيقٍ, in every form, in every way possible, that trouble, that quagmire that he had gotten into, the abyss of worry, of discomfort, baliya, ibtuliya bi baliyatin, wa qad ijtahada fi daf'iha an nafsihi bi kulli tariqin, he had made serious efforts to remove this evil from himself, through every means that he knew. فَمَا تَزْدَادُ إِلَّا تَوَقُّدًا وَشِدَّةً. But instead of reducing, تَزْدَادُ تَوَقُّدًا وَشِدَّةً. That disease, that trouble, that stress, that worry, it's increased. تَوَقُّدًا وَشِدَّةً. The fire of the trouble increased, and the intensity became more worrisome. The man said, Rahimahullah, فَمَا الْحِيلَةُ فِي دَفْعِهَا. So what is the way out, O Shaykh? What will I do? مَا تَقُولُ السَّادَةُ الْعُلَمَاءُ. What is it that our leading scholars have said? أَئِمَّةُ الدِّينِ, the scholars of the religion, regarding how فَمَا الْحِيلَةُ فِي دَفْعِهَا. What are the actions? What are the paths? What are the steps that I will take في دفعها to be able to put away this trouble that has threatened my worldly life and that will certainly destroy my hereafter? وَمَا الطَّرِيقُ إِلَىٰ كَشْفِهَا. What is the path towards completely removing this trouble from myself, O Shaykh? This man was asking Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. The man continued and said, فَرَحِمَ مَنْ أَعَانَ مُبْتَلًا. May Allah show mercy to the one who helps a person in an affliction. رَحِمَ مَنْ أَعَانَ مُبْتَلًا. May Allah be merciful to the one who helps a person in affliction. Wallahu fi auni al-abd ma kana al-abd fi auni akhih. He was quoting this hadith for this imam, and it meant that that man was really in trouble. He was in a serious discomfort. He was in a worry. He was certain that his worldly life and hereafter will be destroyed. So he began to appeal. Says Rahimallahu Man. A'ana Mubtala. The man continued his question. He said, Rahimahullah, فَرَحِمَ مَنْ أَعَانَ مُبْتَلًا. May Allah show mercy to the one who helps an afflicted person. He sees himself seriously in an affliction. Then to encourage the Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, Rahimahullah, to help him provide a response that will help him out of the trouble, the man said, Wallahu fi auni al-abdi ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhih. And the sunnah of Allah is, he comes to the help and aid of a servant. Ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhih. Just as that servant, the way you help people, Allah will help you. He was citing this hadith reported by Al-Imam Muslim from the hadith of Abu Huraira to encourage the Imam Rahimahullah to provide him an answer. This man continued and said, Aftuna Ma'jurin, please give us the religious guidance on this matter. Ma'jurin, as you give us that response, may you be rewarded in full by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rahimakumullah, may Allah show mercy to you, Shaykh. Waradhiya ankum, may Allah be pleased with you, Shaykh. Wa khatama lana wa lakum bi khair. May Allah grant you and us good endings. If you come to the print that you have on the screen, it stops at Aftuna Ma'jurin. But in the print by one of the students of Sheikh Abdul Razak Al-Badr Nidal Ibn Abdul Karim, it is the newest print of this book. He came across Nidal, a well-known from amongst the students of Sheikh Abdul Razak Al-Badr in Medina. He listened to the teachings of Sheikh Abdul Razak in Medina regarding this book. And then he went on to begin to search for the manuscripts. So he did a print. He did the checking and editing of the manuscripts. And he found additional manuscripts. The copy we have on the screen under the supervision of Sheikh Bakr ibn Abdullah Abu Zaid, the brother who worked on the tahqiq, mentioned that there were over 25 manuscripts from which he chose the ones that he employed for the tahqiq, for the checking and editing of the book and its subsequent printing. But in the copy by Nibal ibn Abdul Karim Abu Abdul Rahman, the student of Sheikh Abdul Razak, who worked on this book upon the permission of Sheikh Abdul Razak, he came across 5 additional manuscripts. Those manuscripts had some additionals, the like of what we have seen. So here on the copy that we have, it says Aftuna Ma'jurin, that the man stopped when he said, please give us the religious position on this matter. And as you give us, may Allah reward you. In the copy of Abu Abdul Rahman Nidal, it includes Rahimakumullah. So if you have a printed copy of the one on the screen, you can write it. Ikhwa, prepare to be writing, prepare to be making comments, prepare to be making notes for yourself and notes that you will share with your friends, with your relatives, with your family, with your wives, with your children. Bi-iznillah, as we read this book along, it is full of benefits. So in this print, it says, Rahimakumullahu, may Allah be compassionate with you and merciful. Waradhiya ankum, may Allah be pleased with you. Wa khatama lana wa lakum bi khairin, may Allah grant us and you a good end. Khatama lana wa lakum bi khair, may Allah make us end well in this dunya and akhirah. Of course, we know the importance of that dua. Some of the people will start upon iman and they will end upon kufur. More so that he was in a worry. He was in a trial. He was in a stress, discomfort. He was in an affliction looking for a way out. So that dua suffices for him especially, and then for the rest of us. May Allah grant us all good end. This was the question that Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah was asked. You would see that even merely reading the question, it appears, and Allah knows best, that the person asking the question was in serious baliyah. He said it regarding himself, ibtuliya bi baliyatin. The man was in serious stress and discomfort. The second thing was that he has made serious efforts, ijtahada fi daf'iha an nafsihi. He made serious efforts to remove this trouble from himself. And then it appears, and Allah knows best, he was very, very sincere to make sure that he gets an answer that he will work with to get out of the trouble. These are things for which these people are different from us. In our own times, sometimes we ask questions just to hear what scholars will say, rather than asking to be able to work on it. May Allah forgive each and every one of us. So he was watching, he knew that he was in trouble. When Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim, Rahimahullah, Ibn Al-Qayyim Al-Jawziyah, when he got that question, he wrote a response for that question that is now published in the print of Abu Abdurrahman Nidal Ibn Abdul Karim that I just read from, that I mentioned to be the most recent print of the work. This book occurs in over 700 pages. That question gave birth to 700 pages in that print. In the print that you have on the screen, that print also occurs in over 600 pages. The print you have on the screen, which was with the checking and editing and the supervision of Sheikh Bakr ibn Abdullah Abu Zaid, it occurs in 573 pages. In the print of Dr. Amir, the print of Daru ibn Jawzi, and Daru Hayat together, it occurs as in over 500 pages. And the print of Daru ibn Jawzi with the tahqiq of Sheikh Ali Hassan Abdul Hamid Al-Halab, the book occurs in over 350 pages. In the print of Sheikh Yusuf Ali Budaiwi, the book occurs in over 400 pages, about 449, thereabout pages, that the response occurs in no less than 400 pages. The man asks the question, you could see his sincerity, you could see his trouble, you could see his worry, you could see his distress in that question. Then there's a major point I like to highlight here before I go to other issues, bismillah. That question is that he has come to ask a scholar about what the scholars have said. By that, he was following the Quran. Oh, brothers and sisters, this means when we are in trouble, ask a scholar. Most of those who get busy with these kinds of affairs today, saying that they want to help the people to correct the troubles of their mind, the worries of their life, the stress that they are afflicted with, they have very little knowledge of these matters as far as the doctrines of we, the Muslims, are concerned. Their exposure to the knowledge of Islam in resolving these matters is very, very small. So you see, this man is asking a scholar, Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, And he is asking him, what have the scholars said? And that is by following the statement of Allah in the Quran. Fas'alu ahla dhikri in kuntum la ta'lamun. If you don't know about a matter, fas'alu ahla dhikri. The man wanted to come out of this matter based on the Quran, based on the Sunnah, based on Athar Salaf, what has been reported from the early Muslims. That is what he is asking from Ibn al-Qayyim. And that was why at the end of it, he still said, Aftuna, please give us the religious guidance on this matter. When you have a problem, when you have a trouble, when you don't know, because as we shall soon see, from the diseases that affect people is ignorance. If there's a disease of ignorance or any kind of such disease, worry, problems because of sins and other issues, of course, and you require responses about the religion, ask from the scholars, ask a learned person. This man asked a learned person, and the whole of the world is benefiting from that learned question, from that learned person, Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim. This book has been written now for over 500 years. Ibn al-Qayyim is from the scholars of the 8th century of Islam. We are in the 14th century of Islam now. So this book has lasted for no less than 600 years, and a lot of people have benefited from the work. Very quickly, before we proceed to other matters, this book was, like I said at the beginning, common amongst the scholars with two names. The first name with which it was common was Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa. This book used to be called popularly amongst the scholars as Ad-Da'u. The meaning of Ad-Da'u means illnesses, problems, sicknesses. Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa. Ad-Dawa'u are the cure. So it's like if you say Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa, you want to discuss sicknesses. You want to discuss the cure for the sicknesses. And that's why you see the man described his sickness looking for the cure. He described his sickness looking for the cure. From amongst those who first referred to this book as Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa was the student of Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim himself, Al-Imam Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. We all know Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, that well-known scholar from the scholars of the madhab of Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. And he was a student of Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah. He was from those who were first known to refer to this book as Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa. And then others amongst the scholars who wrote on the biography of Ibn al-Qayyim, like Al-Imam Ibn al-Imad in Shadarat al-Dhahab and others, Imam al-Shawkani in Al-Badr al-Taliyah, they all refer to this book as Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa. Before that, the book became printed as Al-Jawab al-Kafi liman sa'ala an ad-dawa al-shafi. That was one of the names of the book too. So whether this or that, both of them have been mentioned regarding this book. So you are either referring to it as Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa, or you are referring to it as what? Al-Jawab al-Kafi liman sa'ala an ad-dawa al-shafi. Either of the two names, the book has been popular with the two names, Al-Jawab al-Kafi or as Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa amongst the scholars. As for Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, his own name was Muhammad Many times people study books and they don't know the names of those who have authored the books. This book, Adda'u wa Dawa, was authored by Al-Imam Abu Abdullah, so Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, as we know him. His own name was Muhammad. His kunya was Abu Abdullah. His father's name was Abu Bakrin. He was popularly called Shamsuddin. Those days they used to refer to scholars like that. So he is Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Abi Bakrin ibn Ayyub Az-Zura'i. He is Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Abi Bakrin ibn Ayyub Az-Zura'i. His kunya was Abu Abdullah, and he is ascribed to Damascus. So you hear them saying Az-Zura'i Ad-Dimashqi, because he studied in Damascus, he lived in Damascus, he studied in Damascus, he passed away in Ad-Dimashq, rahimahullah. So he is Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Abi Bakrin ibn Ayyub Az-Zura'i, rahimahullah. Well, he became popularly referred to as Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. Why? Qayyim al-Jawziyyah referred to the head of a madrasa. That madrasa is called Al-Madrasatul Jawziyyah. There is a madrasa called in their times Al-Madrasatul Jawziyyah. Madrasatul Jawziyyah belonged to Muhyiddin Yusuf ibn al-Jawzi. Al-Imam Abu al-Faraj ibn al-Jawzi would have been hearing Ibn al-Jawzi. He authored Zad al-Masir, the book on Tafsir, fi Tafsir al-Quran. Zad al-Masir is the author of Sayyid al-Khatir, is the author of Al-Mawdu'at, is the author of many books that Al-Imam Ibn al-Jawzi authored. He has a son. Ibn al-Jawzi has a son called Yusuf, who was a very learned person. It was that his son who started Al-Madrasatul Jawziyyah. This Madrasatul Jawziyyah was now handed over to the father of Ibn al-Qayyim, the father of Ibn al-Qayyim, Abu Bakrin. Ibn Ayyub was a learned person, very vast in the sciences of Al-Fara'id. Ibn al-Qayyim's father, this Imam who wrote this book we are talking about, his own father was a very learned person. He was made the head of a madrasa. That madrasa is called Al-Madrasatul Jawziyyah. Sheikh Bakr ibn Abdullah Abu Zayd said that madrasa still remains today. He mentioned that in his book on Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahumullah. Sheikh Bakr too has passed away now, but in his work on Al-Imam ibn al-Qayyim, he said Al-Madrasatul Jawziyyah still exists till today in Damascus. So the head of that madrasa, when Yusuf, the son of Ibn al-Jawzi, was passing away, he handed that madrasa to Abu Bakrin ibn Ayyub. Abu Bakrin ibn Ayyub is who? The father of Ibn Qayyim. So the Qayyim of the madrasa is the head of the madrasa, like we call head teacher, like we call principal in our own time. The principal of Al-Madrasatul Jawziyyah is Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. So who is Ibn Qayyim? The son of the principal of the madrasa called Al-Jawziyyah. I hope that it is clear. So he is Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, the son of the principal of Al-Madrasatul Jawziyyah. That was how he became called Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. More so when his father died, he became very knowledgeable. So he became ascribed to his father, who was the principal of, or the head teacher of, Al-Madrasatu Al-Jawziyyah in Dimashq. That was how he got that name, Ibn Qayyim Al-Jawziyyah. So you can say Ibn قيم الجوزية, the son of the head teacher of المدرسة الجوزية. You can call him like that. You can also say ابن القيم, the son of القيم, the principal. We all know that. Which principal, which head teacher are we talking about? قيم المدرسة الجوزية. I hope that that is clear. That was how he got that name. He got that ascription. And Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, he had some children that Allah has blessed with knowledge. One of them was called Abdullah. He was very knowledgeable to such an extent that when he was 9 years old, he used to read the entire Quran from his mind in Salat. Abdullah, the son of Ibn Qayyim, was blessed with a lot of knowledge. It was said that he memorized Surah Al-A'raf in 2 days. The son of Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, Abdullah, he memorized Surah Al-A'raf in 2 days. He also has a son whose name was Ibrahim. The scholars say kana faqihan nahwiyan. He was a well-known scholar of fiqh. He was also a well-known scholar of Arabic grammar. That is Ibrahim, from the children of Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. He also had a daughter who was very, very learned and gave birth to a scholar also, Abdurrahman. So that Abdurrahman, who is the son of the daughter of Ibn Qayyim, he was also used to be referred to as Ibn Qayyim because of his maternal grandfather. I hope that this is clear. So this is the house of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah. His student Al-Hafiz Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali told us about Ibn Qayyim. What he told us about Ibn Qayyim, we shall see it as we read the book. He said Ibn Qayyim ذا عبادة وكان ذا عبادة. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, Ibn al-Qayyim, kana dha ibadatin. He was a person who was full of worship. Wata hajjudin. He always woke up in the night for the late night prayers. Watuli salati ila al-ghayati al-qaswa. He was known to always extend his salawa. He was known that when he observed Salah, he lengthened his Salah. He was calm in his Salah. Wata al-Luhin. He was a person who is known with Ta'abud, Tanasuk. He gave a lot of Ibadah. Walahajin bi-Zikr. He was a person who was always making Adhkar. All these things they are talking about Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. If you read his book, you will sense it in it. He has a book, of course, he wrote on Al-Adhkar. He has books he wrote on matters of spirituality in Islam. وَكَانَ ذَا شَغَفٍ بِالْمَحَبَّةِ. He was a person who was full of serious love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْإِنَابَ. He was always regularly repenting to Allah. وَالْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. He was always asking for forgiveness from Allah. وَالْإِفْتِقَارِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. He was always returning to Allah, showing his poverty and need for Allah. وَالْإِنْكِسَارِ لَهُ. He was always humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْتِرَاحِ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ عَلَىٰ عَتَبَةِ عُبُودِيَتِهِ. He was always bringing himself down, بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. على عتبة عبوديته, on the doors of servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Rajab said, rahimahullah, لم أشاهد مثله في ذلك. I never witnessed anyone who was like him regarding these matters. Rahimahumullah. ولا رأيت أوسع منه علما. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah says, ما رأيت أوسع منه علما. In all of his worship, in his humility, in his ardent devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In all of that, it was as a result of knowledge. He said, وَلَا رَأَيْتُ أَوْسَعَ مِنْهُ عِلْمًا. Ibn Rajab said, I never saw anyone more vast in knowledge than Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. وَلَا أَعْرَفَ بِمَعَانِ الْقُرْآنِ وَالسُّنَّةِ وَحَقَائِقِ الْإِيمَانِ. I don't end also, I never knew anyone, أَعْرَفَ بِمَعَانِ الْقُرْآنِ, who truly understand the meaning of the Quran. And وَاللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ. When we read this book, you will be confirming all of these. Ibn al-Qayyim will cite a verse of the Quran, and he will be deducing wonderful points of benefit from that verse. He said, وَلَا أَعْرَفَ بِمَعَانِ الْقُرْآنِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. Likewise, when he brings deductions from ahadith, وَحَقَائِقُ الْإِيمَانِ, and the reality of faith, I don't know anybody who was like that compared to Ibn al-Qayyim. Ibn al-Rajab said, rahimahullah, وَلَيْسَ هُوَ بِالْمَعْصُومِ. I am not saying that he is an infallible person. He never makes mistakes. I'm not saying that. وَلَكِنْ لَمْ أَرَ فِي مَعْنَاهُ مِثْلَهُ. I have not seen anybody in the meaning of all of what I have described. I didn't meet anybody amongst the scholars who was like Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. So that was Ibn al-Qayyim. From the things that were special about Ibn al-Qayyim was that in his writings, as you read them, you'll be feeling the spirituality in it. So he gave this response in about 300, 400 pages that we shall be looking at one after the other, inshallah. I hope that we'll make notes. I hope that we'll be sharing benefits with our friends and our relatives. We have heard the question. We will go one after the other, page by page, inshallah, to read, to understand, to assimilate and imbibe the lessons in this book, Adda'u wa-Dawa, or Al-Jawabu al-Kafi liman sa'ala an al-Dawa al-Shafi, by Al-Hafiz Abu Abdullah Shamsuddin Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr ibn Ayyub Az-Zura'i al-Dimashki, rahimahullah, we all know as Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. We will go one after the other, inshallah, to look at that response that he has given to that man who was begging him, telling him that I am in trouble. This trouble will destroy my dunya and my akhirah. I beg you in Allah's name, Rahim Allahu man a'ana mubtala. May Allah be compassionate with anyone who helps a person who is afflicted. The man was really, really afflicted. And his question and sincerity of asking has influenced the Imam to write this book in about 450 pages. And that is from the aspects of what the scholars refer to as al-judu bil-ilm, being beneficial, benevolence in knowledge. Someone asks you about one, you give him one and everything concerning one, he will find sufficiency in his problem and additional benefits connected to the questions that he has asked. The scholars refer to that as al-judu fil ilm or al-karam fil ilm, being honorable, being beneficial, being benevolent, like you are doing sadaqah with knowledge. Someone asks you, what is this? You now answer about everything concerning the matter so that he is completely cleared regarding the matter. In fact, if there are additional benefits, you will add it to it so that the man benefits wholly from the matter. Bismillah, this class will be coming in the mornings of Tuesdays like this, between the time of 6:30 and 7:30. Inshallah, because it's a major working day, we'll try to be as brief. Bismillah, will not be extending that 7:30, and we try as much as possible to start at exactly 6:30. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a means of goodness for the person reading it, for those of us listening to it. May Allah make it a means of goodness for us in this dunya and akhirah. Make it a means of solution to the stress we have, to the anxiety we may have, to the disturbances we may have, to the worries we may fall into. And as it apparently was a means of benefit to the original person who asked the question, may Allah make it a means of benefit for us in this world. The man was afraid that his worldly affairs would be destroyed, his akhirah would be destroyed. May Allah protect us in our worldly affairs and grant us ease and his absolute compassion, bismillah, on the day of Qiyamah when we meet him. May Allah make us meet him while he has forgiven us, while he is pleased with us, and place us inside Al-Jannah without ever punishing us. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Rahmatika Nastaghith. This is what we ask from Allah today. Bismillah, we will stop here, so that if we have just one question today, bismillah, we'll attend to that one question before the dot of the time, inshallah. Abu Abdurrahman, do we have one question today?
No. Salawatullahi alaykum, Ya Shaykh. Barakallahu fi.
I mean.
We have so many questions, but this one that is all out of the question we answered last week, Sunday. It says, Assalamu alaykum.
Yeah. Can we ask a question regarding the class this morning? Abu Abdurrahman,
yes, regarding the class.
Let us leave out question.
Now, Ya Shaykh.
Regarding this class,
it's regarding the class, Sheikh.
Bismillah.
It's the questioner says, Jazakumullah khairan for the other time, Sheikh. He said, I'm a student in the university. Due to this, doing away with mobile phone, getting a Sheikh to stay with, and few other things you advise are not looking too feasible, Sheikh. Honestly, I have tried it. I have been keeping up with the Quran, as you said, and Alhamdulillah, I have been seeing the impact. Please, Sheikh, how can I address this issue as a student?
Well, if it is not completely possible, Hafizakallah, wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If it is not completely possible to keep away from phones, then limit the phones to basic use. Limit the use of the phones to basic use. Avoid the social media as much as possible. Limit the phone to basic use. Look for students amongst yourselves, males, who you see to be upon istiqama. Be with them, stay with them, go about with them, attend their programs, and be beneficial to yourself. Keep away from companies that will make you go back to what you were running away from. May Allah protect you and protect all of us. I think we will stop here today, inshallah. We come back to class next Tuesday. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خير.